Name the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In reflecting about this month and looking at the life of St. Mary, it's important for us to realize what we're looking for. And as Bersim just said, we're not trying to be someone else. We're not trying to even replicate a life. What we're trying to do is to take qualities out of that person's life and try to see how they fit into our lives. So whether it's the Synaxarium we read earlier, the stories of the saints, or gospel readings, or the epistles, or even Bible studies and reflections like this, it's important for us to understand what we're trying to achieve. I mean, why do we look at the story of St. Mary? What do we hope to achieve? What do we want out of it? Who do we want to be? One of the greatest characteristics I think we can learn from in this is the concept of silence. We always feel that to be Christians and to be strong Christians, we need to be talking all the time. We need to be proclaiming, professing, witnessing, praying. There's always some sort of communication, some sort of talk, whether it's a monologue or a dialogue. Whereas actually, what we've seen quite often in the life of St. Mary is that often it's not about that. Often it's about strong silence, and a silence that leads us to understanding ourselves more and understanding God, both. Because it's in the silence that we learn. If I'm constantly talking, that I'm not listening. You know the whole thing they tell you when you're a kid, that God created you with two ears and one mouth. Although I know some people whose mouths probably function at twice the speed of their ears, so it doesn't really matter. It's pretty equal anyway. But it's the whole concept of if we're talking, we're not listening. Even in prayer. Even in prayer, if prayer for me becomes this wish list, this monologue of myself to God, even if I'm praising Him, even if I'm worshiping Him, even if I'm proclaiming my love to Him, I can't just keep talking all the time. There has to be a time at which I am silent and I listen. Psalm 62:1 says, "Truly my soul silently waits for God. From Him comes my salvation." Truly, my soul silently waits for God. Sometimes we need to sit and wait for God silently. Silence is not the same as inactivity, right? By being silent, doesn't matter if you sit there. This silence is an intentional state in which I say, I'm going to consciously not speak. I'm going to consciously not express because I want to listen. It's like when you sit with someone and you're talking to that someone and then you think, I need to listen to them. So you sit and you listen. You actually proactively, and I try to fight this urge in that when people are speaking, you sort of proactively jump in and try to complete their sentences, or jump in and try to tell them what they think they mean, or prematurely try to think what they mean and tell them and inevitably get it wrong. This is a conscious state, however, saying, you know what, I want to sit with this person and I want to listen. I want you to tell me your own narrative. I want you to tell me your own story. I want you to tell me what you want of me, but also I want you to tell me what you want to give me. And with God, it's that intentional silence of being silent and waiting for God, from whom comes my salvation. I sit and wait for Him, not because I just decided to, but because there's something important in that. I know that He is the source of my salvation. And being the source of my salvation I want him in my life. I love the book of Proverbs because it gives us incredible wisdom. If you know that person who sits whenever you sit and has constantly pearls of wisdom to share with you and speaks all the time. We've all got someone like that, we know, right? And they feel the urge and indeed the responsibility to share those pearls with us. Proverbs 17:27 says, "He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit." So sometimes the excessive speech is actually a very good indicator, sometimes, of a lack of knowledge, but generally of a lack of wisdom. We need to deal with each other and with God within a context of wanting to understand and learn, and not just constantly saying what we think needs to be said all the time. Isaiah 30:15. "For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you will be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." So salvation is in returning and resting, and strength is in quietness. You know, the strong, silent type? That's a type we think is important, because we're always mesmerized by these people who will actually make you even more interested in them just because of their silence. Why? Because you think, there's something I don't know. This person hasn't opened up completely. We're in such a state at the moment, and this is, I'm going to have a little bit of a rant, and I'll tell you when it's over. So, start of rant is this. I don't understand why we are all so preoccupied with fly-on-the-wall programs where we watch people's real lives, apparently real lives, whether in the Big Brother house or they're in some jungle somewhere, or the guy picking up rubbish in Manchester, or the doctor in New York. Or we're so preoccupied with other people's lives. We want people to open up. We want to see. We can't bear to see someone and not be able to look straight through them. I want to know what it means to be a doctor in New York or a garbage collector in Manchester. I want to know what it means to be a celebrity eating cockroaches in the desert. Not sure why. Or indeed, celebrity eating cockroaches in the Big Brother house. Like, quite easily happen as well. But we're so exposed. And you look at people's Twitter profiles, Facebook profiles, you look at what they say, what they do, what they blog, we've become so open. So sometimes it's strange to see, hang on, actually, why don't you bare your soul on social media? And why don't you have a television program that tells me what you had for breakfast yesterday? And why don't I understand your innermost deep thoughts of this long-lasting relationship that's going to last for a week again? It intrigues us. Rant over. So with God, sometimes God is saying, you know what, I want to give you my wisdom. I want to give you reassurance. I want to give you understanding. I want to let you know that you are strong, you are loved, you are saved, you are valuable to me. I want to do all of that. But I need you to listen to me. I need you to focus with me. I need you to be not so self-engrossed and self-centered that you're just talking, but that you're actually listening. What we see in St. Mary, even at the point of the Annunciation, is that quiet strength and confidence, that calmness. Asked very specific questions, and then heard and listened. If we want to hear God's calling, and we want to understand what God wants of us, then we need to be in that calm place where we hear His voice. Because if we're speaking over Him, or indeed drowning out His voice, then we might hear our own voices and think they're God's. We might hear our own desires and our own wishes and think it's Him speaking to us. But it's important for us to actually actively be silent and listen. That's very important. There's one, consider it a warning, consider it a pat on the back, but at the end of the day, it's wisdom, that comes from Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 6, verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. So if I'm constantly speaking, what am I saying? If I'm saying good, productive, healthy things, then that comes because that's what's in my heart. So often we'll have people who say, they say the wrong thing, but really they have a good heart. Yeah, we all have mishaps, we all have lapses of judgment, we all might say the wrong thing at the wrong time, once, twice, three times, but when it becomes a pattern, it is therefore inconceivable to say, yes, this person has a good heart, but they just say the wrong thing. Maybe it's an indication that we need to change our hearts. Maybe it's an indication that we need to look at our hearts and search within them and try to see how we're thinking, what we're feeling, and why we express what we express. We often give ourselves an easy pass of, it's okay, just had a bad day. But why is it that if I have a bad day and my defenses are down, then I can just say the wrong thing? Why is it that just because I have a bad day, when lots of people have bad days, doesn't mean it's a justification to be abusive, doesn't mean it's not justification to be evil, to say the wrong thing? Surely a bad day is when I call upon God and say, you know what, I'm having a bad day. Or I go to a good friend and say, you know what, I'm having a bad day, and be consoled. But not to retaliate, not to lash out. That hasn't helped me, and it's not going to help the person on the receiving end. And if I justify it to myself too much, it becomes a pattern, and it becomes an excusable pattern. Again, Proverbs 10:19. In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who retains his lips is wise. If we talk a lot, if we talk too much, if we talk constantly, you're getting the message, then there is a greater likelihood that we're going to make mistakes along the way. But if I am selective, I'm not saying don't speak. I'm saying we must deal with words as a valuable commodity. Don't just use them because you have nothing else to do. Use them when you need to. Express when you need to express. Make a point when you need to make a point. But graciously and lovingly, in a spirit that God has given us, not to lash out or to be hurtful or to be vindictive, or just because it makes me feel better to strike out some of that energy and I don't care who is on the receiving end. When I was in a monastery as a novice, my name was Arsenius, Brother Arsenius. And Arsenius is a wonderful saint. We have an Arsenius here, by the way. Very good ambassador's name. He has a wonderful saying, which ties into this very well. And that is that I have often regretted my words, but I have never regretted my silence. So, to be silent and measured and think before you speak is something you will never, ever regret. Because you can still say what you want, but you've thought about it first. You've measured it in your heart first. You've considered how it's going to be said. Does that mean you're going to lose your spontaneity? No. Because in practicing this over time, that becomes your character. And out of the good treasure of the heart, the good words will come. It doesn't mean we should always be reluctant and not speak and hesitant. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we need to get into a practice where we are accountable for our words and for our deeds and for the way we express ourselves. That passage goes on to say, the tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. It's valuable. If you're talking, if you're choosing your words, if you're being selective, that is beautiful. It's valuable. It's precious. I don't know, I'm sure you would know people of few words. And if they're sitting in the gathering, the minute they start speaking, everyone goes silent. Suddenly think, hang on, they're going to speak. As opposed to other people who are just talking all the time, and you switch off. But those words are choice silver, they're precious, because they're thought about. They're valuable because they come from a good heart. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time for purpose under heaven, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. Everything in its time is most valuable. Look at the world and look at the way seasons are set out, and they work in such a great way. The sun is really appreciated in the summer, because it's when it comes out. The crops come up, and so people have that abundance. Believe it or not, the cold is appreciated in some parts of the world where it's very hot. And so winter is appreciated because it becomes a change of season. And so on and so forth. So your words, your expressions, the things you do and the things you say are very valued and valuable when they're said in season, when they're done in season. Out of season, they'll still be there, but they will either not be effective or not appreciated or neither. So, message today is very simple. We need to choose what we want to say, in the setting we want to say it, and then in the manner as well. But there is a lot of scope and a lot of time for us to keep silence. And in that silence, listen to each other, but also listen to God. When you're in a gathering, don't be quick to speak. And don't be ready to speak all the time. When you're in prayer, don't just express. But sit and don't just wander off, don't daydream, but sit and want to receive from God. Because He will give you those messages. And in His words, there is life. And in that silence, there is strength and salvation. And glory be to God forever. Amen.